Susan Weaver is the secretary and spokesperson for the American Association of Nude Recreation, the oldest of its kind in the country that claims about 50,000 members. Susan dropped by to tell me why less is better.
Well, think of it this way, Rudy. There's less to pack and less laundry to do when you get home.
That's true.
Well, beyond that, I think that the people are very warm and natural and friendly, and it's very easy to get straight to who a person is inside themselves. There's a lot of good recreational activities available at the clubs and on the cruises, and there's just a great group of people practicing nude recreation in a very wholesome, happy, and joyous way.
Now, you mentioned cruises, which raises the question of what kind of activities besides going on. I think of a nudist colony, I think of a secluded 200 acres and hills somewhere.
That's probably why we don't call it colonies anymore. We say we haven't been a colony since 1776. nudist resorts, campgrounds, and
But you
clubs.
Mentioned cruises. Are there other, sports vacations? Is there ecotourism for
nudists? Absolutely. The cruises themselves have really developed, where there was one cruise in, I think it was 92, and four in 97. They sell out months in advance. The Millennium Cruise is already 85% booked. There are at least two travel agencies that are booming at promoting nude cruises, nude recreation, and it's extremely popular. And about 30% of those on these cruises are first-time nudists.
All right. Playing tennis. Playing volleyball. Sometimes you want a little support somewhere. I don't know. Am I wrong here, Susan? Because those are very popular activities, aren't they?
The rules at most clubs are you don't have to give up your common sense along with your threads. If you need some sort of covering because of sun or you feel better for some sort of protective clothing, that's fine in most clubs. It's a clothing-free, clothing-optional environment.
Does it take a while to get used to looking at people who are naked all around you? I mean, did you find yourself gawking the first time you visited a nude resort?
I expected you to say, does it take a long time to feel comfortable yourself? I don't ever remember being aware of looking at other people so much. I remember of being concerned about how I look to other people, and the fact is, you really worry a lot about it yourself, but it just isn't there in actuality.
All right, well, let me go back again. So why not just wear a bathing suit? I mean, what's the value added
it's
being naked?
It's much more comfortable. In hot weather, you feel that much freer. You feel cooler. You don't have perspiry clothing sticking to you. You don't get sand in your bathing suit. Children are natural nudists. You take a child out of the bathtub and you dry it off. And that little child doesn't want you to pop them into clothes. They're just happy as a lark. They want to go running around the house, trailing the towel, and you can tell that they're just having the time of their life. And this is the general feeling translated into adults that nude recreation promotes.
Talk about etiquette. Are there implicit rules that you should know before embarking on a clothing-free vacation? I mean, you're not supposed to gawk, for example?
Not supposed to gawk. Carry a towel to sit on. And absolutely no taking of pictures without the permission of the individual.
That's about it. So what advice would you give a novice? What's the best way to have a comfortable first experience?
Well, first of all, find out what's close to you. We have our web page. It is www.aanr.com. And that will give you linkages to many of our clubs. And you can see, literally, and learn about the clubs and what facilities they have, what they're promoting. Then you always call the club ahead of time and say, I'm a first-timer. Is it okay? Can I come? When can I come? And 9 times out of 10, they'll arrange a little orientation for you. Somebody will sit down with you or talk to you.
In the nude.
Show you our movie, our video, which has won many awards, called Welcome to Our World. Take you around, introduce you to people, show you the resort, and it does not take long at all before you feel that this is just the best decision you ever made to give this a try.
Are some of these resorts adult only? Are they all family oriented? Is this appropriate for families?
Oh, this is very much a family experience. It is a very bonding experience to families. It is very positive for children. Children grow up in a nudist environment without shame, without curiosity, without a sense of there's something nasty about themselves.
What are some of the hot spots for nude vacations these days?
Well, depends on, there again, it depends on what you want. For instance, if you wanted volleyball, Whitethorn Lodge in Pennsylvania has its annual Super Bowl of nude volleyball. If you're looking for a pool potato type of club, you'll be able to see from the web pages which ones have big pools or lakes for boating, for fishing, for swimming. We also have cruises to the Caribbean, Mediterranean, Costa Rica, and the Greek Isles.
What about you, Susan? What was your first experience like? Where did it happen? How did it come to happen?
I was dating a fellow who said, let's go to a nude beach. And I think my response was something to the effect of, not on your life. And he negotiated this. He said, well, you don't have to take your bathing suit off. Just go with me to this. And I said, okay, but I'm not taking my bathing suit off. Well, by the time we had walked about 2 miles up a hot sandy beach in August with bug repellent and suntan lotion, etc., I couldn't wait to get those hot, sweaty pieces of clothing off. And from that moment, when I stood at the edge of the water, feeling the sun and the breeze and the ocean, I was just absolutely sold. I was a convert from that moment on.
And how long ago was that?
About 15 years.
Susan Weaver is secretary and spokesperson for the American Association of Nude Recreation.